This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Ecker.
I'm Will Buss.
I'm Raj V. Subramanian.
The Guardian reported that a journalist at the New York Post said she was ordered to write an incorrect front-page story about Vice President Kamala Harris. The reporter later resigned. The story in question claimed that migrant children were being given welcome packs that contained copies of Harris's children's picture book, Superheroes Are Everywhere. A follow-up article claimed thousands of copies had been distributed. It turns out just a single copy of the book had been donated by a member of the public as part of a call for presents to give to unaccompanied child migrants. Despite this, the story was followed up by several right-wing outlets, including Fox News. Rajvi, what do you make of this?
I think the problem is damage has already been done. And misinformation, once it reaches out to a large following, it spreads like a forest fire. And that's the problem that we're seeing in the recent past. So I think I was having a conversation with one of my friends, and he was saying, like, man, you know what? Do you think all these things are happening? And, you know, this is kind of, you know, lots of shootings, lots of fighting, this and that. This has always been happening. But with the media right now, I think things are spreading very fast. People have access to information. And this doesn't mean that we are, oh, man, we are going into something very bad or anything like that. But the problem is, now we have some media divisions where they want to create a chamber where they want to resonate with this audience. And they're just looking for any kind of random, isolated event. And then they want to blow it out of proportion, which pretty much is being followed by their many of their audiences, either as a reader or as a digital audience or as a television audience. And this is really unfortunate because this is, again, fueling into things where people have so much of hatred against one particular person because of the stand these news organizations are taking. And again, I wouldn't think, oh, man, what is this? I think it's purely capitalism. It's purely about for profit. Our money is driving people to create this kind of fake news situation where they're ready to tarnish the image of any person for their own personal profit.
Absolutely. No, a lot of this correct. Is driven by clickbait rather than any actual journalism, right, Will?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, we've seen this time and again happen to where we know the challenges that have affected this our industry because of the technology, because of online especially, because of advertising basically just about gone away. And so there has been a resort to such practices as clickbait or anything that gets people's attention, whether it be factual or not, rooted in truth or facts. And that's basically what this network, what Fox News has done, is they're appealing to people's points of views and not really to the truth. And they're speculating with this kind of story. And that's rising and gaining the attention and rising the ire of their constituents or their, shouldn't say constituents, I suppose, but maybe they're those that follow and believe in those points of view. And it's not a reporting of facts, but it is essentially points of view. And it's certainly, again, continuing this long-standing troubling trend that they've tapped into for the sake of generating revenue and making money. And it's not rooted in journalism or founded or established on any of that. It's just founded on raising suspicions of people who have a like-minded sense of point of view and will believe anything that is broadcast or speculated and just merely talked about to death. And so, again, we have this problem that just doesn't seem to be going away, regardless of who our leadership is. And again, it's damage that's already been done that we're going to take some time to try to undo if we can. Let's hope we can do that.
See, but the problem that I also want to highlight is this New York Post reporter will quit. I think my ass off for this particular reporter. But what about the other hundreds of reporters who have no other choice? Because this is a livelihood. So
right.
When I'm thinking, like, man, I have a family, I have children to feed, I've got all this thing, other obligation, bills to do, whether should I be ethical and quit my job and do something that gives me satisfaction, or pretty much toe the line of my boss so that I'm making him and my organization happy.
Yeah, and I bet she's in the minority because of that, when she could stand principled and say, well, I don't need this job and I won't stand for that. But I think you're right, Rajvi. I think there's a lot of journalists who are in this the industry that has been struggling, and with the economics and such at play, that they can't give up their job based on their principles, and they're perhaps having to go along with it with something that they know that is not right, and it is not very principled at all.
The story in The Guardian did not say who had pressured her to write this story. I suppose we can guess that it was the editors. She, on her way out, praised her co-workers, a lot of talented writers there. But you're both making a good point. These talented writers also have bills to pay and mouths to feed, and might be forced to use their talents in ways that are not in the best interest of the public or for journalism, for that matter. Are we, in fact, at a sort of a fork in the road? Are we at a point where we either need to follow a path of a generally agreed upon truth in the United States, or are we going to follow a path where there's going to be this wide division between differing views of the truth?
We've been at that fork for quite a while, I think, and we still are trying to get everyone on board with an agreed-upon truth, and it doesn't seem to be happening. And it's something that seriously and desperately, I think, needs to happen. It's something that needs to be recognized, and we need to continue to talk about it in forums like this, because not everyone is recognizing that and recognizing the alarm, recognizing the problem that comes with this. So, yeah, I think we've been at this crossroads for some time, but again, we still need to continue this conversation because, again, we're not seeing everyone buy into this and realizing it for what it is.
I would like to point out a very important point. I come from a country where the politicians are in such a way that they would never meet face to face. Why? Because they have created so much rift among them, even though personally the political leaders, they like each other, but just for the sake of the public, they would never meet their political rivals face to face or share a stage in any meetings whatsoever. This is a ground reality that we see in many countries across the world. And when I came to the United States, and I was really fascinated when you have two political heads of different parties come on stage where there's a moderator and take questions and take each from the audience, I mean from the general audience or even from a moderator, and take questions and be on the same page and share their issues, even though there are kind of, different opinion, they're able to explain their ideas very effectively. I thought that was fantastic. But we also see now we have such a situation, the political people are not even ready to face each other. An outgoing president doesn't want to meet an incoming president. So this is a kind of a trend that needs to be stopped, because for me, America is a country where it sets the stage for the entire world to follow. Whether it's fashion, whether it's technology, whether it's science, whether it's research, they pretty much set the trend for all the other worlds, other countries to follow. And the trend they're setting in terms of the political situation is not very kind of in a good taste. And I think this is kind of changed, which I've seen it in the recent past. And again, that's the reason what we are seeing. I think the media also is fueling in terms of creating this rift and divide where, they don't even want to face or talk about things face-to-face anymore. And that's not a very good trend, personally, for me.
Well, you have a lot of outlets who are no longer using the public's airwaves and are no longer have to follow federal regulations about presenting both sides of views on issues. I think that's been a large part of the problem.
Yeah, I agree. And I think we need to, again, continue to talk about it and recognize it and acknowledge it and continue this discussion. People are not realizing it and not looking around them and realizing what's happening here. And that's what most troubles me about that.
And also, another thing is, we also see the rise of opinion makers talking about news, which kind of blurs the line between news and opinion. I think that also is kind of a thin line that divides, and that's how they manage to get across with all these federal regulations and ethics. When we present a story, we have to give both sides so as to give a balanced view. That's what I was taught when I wanted to get into journalism school and I wanted to be a journalist. But again, the trend right now in the United States is about personality or people who talk about news and issues who are getting more visibility and more traction rather than news programs.
Yeah, I would agree. With that, we are going to wrap up our discussion for this week. Our listeners can join us again next week here at tspr.org for more of Shop Talk.